T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on WBBM, students at Hampshire High School are back to learning remotely. The move comes after a number of students contracted COVID. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the story.
Hampshire High School says that since September 28th, 37 students have contracted COVID-19. The school says that for the next 2 weeks, to reduce the chances of transmission, the more than 1,600 student body will learn from home. The school says that sports will be allowed to continue, but athletes who take part in football, volleyball, and soccer will have to take COVID tests before every practice and game. Only parents of athletes on the team will be allowed as spectators, and they'll have to wear masks. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9. WBBM.
Given the concerns about COVID, Naperville is offering residents the option of whether to allow trick-or-treaters to come to their door this Halloween. The city is offering downloadable signs on its website indicating whether guests are welcome or not. Director of Communications, Linda LaCloche.
We want to be pretty clear that, you know, you can just print out the sign, make it easy, and, you know, put it up, and that will alert people to whether or not you're participating.
The Naperville Park District will also host the return of Halloween happening, and the downtown Naperville Alliance is hosting a Halloween hop with more than 40 businesses participating. Illinois' COVID infection rates are now significantly higher than they were 4 months ago. State public health officials say the rate is now just under 152 cases per 100,000 people. Back at the end of June, the rate was just 12.3 cases. However, Illinois' current rate is still below the national average of 195 cases per 100,000 people. An obsolete water tank is set for demolition in Palatine. The village council voted late last night. It's expected to clear the way for better water pressure for some residents.
The removal of the water tank near Hicks and Dundee Roads is budgeted to cost about $45,000, more than the other elevated tank demolished 6 years ago. Public Works Director Matt Berry says this tank is larger and has more support columns. Both were deemed obsolete in a water study. Berry told the village council it should improve water flow for residents in the area and firefighters.
This is really one of the last major improvements that are needed to then switch our pressure zone within the village, pressure zones.
Before Alpine Demolition removes the 150,000-gallon tank and recycles its 100 tons of steel, the village will move telecommunications systems currently on top of it. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The future of a triathlon in the far northwest suburbs is in doubt. The Northwest Herald reports after 5 years of losing money on the event, the park board in Lake in the Hills hopes to find a new race contractor. Officials say they hope to find a group that would not require the village to be responsible for most of the expenses associated with the race. The future of the former Aurora YMCA building on the city's west side is still not clear.
Aurora officials filed a demolition order for the building on Garfield Avenue more than a year ago, but that issue has been tied up in the courts ever since. The Aurora Beacon News reports there's even some question as to who owns the building, which housed the Aurora YMCA for nearly a half century before it merged with other YMCAs in 2007. For a while, the building provided housing for about 30 people before the city ruled it was being illegally occupied and the tenants had to leave. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down briefly near Troy Grove in LaSalle County last night. Officials say it was only on the ground for 30 to 45 seconds. No reports of any damage or injuries. Gurney says it's going to be upgrading its utility billing software over the next few days, so access to online billing will not be available to residents. Officials say the work is beginning this morning and should be completed by 4 p.m. on Friday. During that time, residents will be able to pay their bills either by mail or in person at Village Hall. Hispanic students at Marist High School say they fear administrators will try to sweep under the rug an incident at the school from this past weekend. As WBBM's Brandon Eisen reports, it involves what they feel is a display of racism by classmates.
A few dozen students at Marist High School in the Mount Greenwood neighborhood took to the homecoming dance floor, kneeling and booing in disapproval of a Spanish-language version of Achy Breaky Heart played by the DJ. But Latino students tell the Sun-Times it's not the first time that the school has experienced this type of disruption. As recent as September 15th, when the school's kitchen staff played Spanish-language music to mark the beginning of National Hispanic Heritage Month, white students booed and mockingly used what one Latino student described as a stereotypical Mexican accent. In a statement, school officials said they are investigating and are disheartened by recent events. Latino students say discrimination at Marist targeting their community in years past has gone unchecked. Brandon Eisen, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Schaumburg is considering an extension of its outdoor dining season. It's currently scheduled to end October 31st.
Village officials say that as a result of the state's indoor mask mandate, there's been more of an interest in outdoor dining in Schaumburg. The village says 18 restaurants still have outdoor dining setups, and that seven of those indicated in a survey they want to keep up the tents to give diners an outdoor option through the winter. One restaurant operator tells the Daily Herald he wants to give customers what they want and to make them comfortable. Last week, a village board committee voted to extend outdoor dining options through next March. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.